We all do it. That moment when things are finally going well, you're eating healthier, saving money, nurturing relationships, and then, as if possessed by some invisible force, you sabotage everything. You binge on junk food, blow your savings on something unnecessary, or pick a fight with someone you love. Why? Because self-sabotage isn't just about obvious destructive behaviors like addiction. It's woven into the fabric of our everyday decisions. Each time you hit snooze despite promising yourself an early start, procrastinate on important work, or choose momentary comfort over long-term growth, you're caught in this cycle. These seemingly minor actions create the invisible architecture of your life, gradually eroding relationships, health, and aspirations while you masterfully justify each self-defeating choice. I work better under pressure. I deserve this treat. They should have known better. Imagine this. You weren't born with self-sabotaging tendencies. You entered the world as a magic little sponge, absorbing everything around you without preconceptions or self-defeating opinions. Babies don't worry, procrastinate, or overanalyze. They're too busy experiencing life with boundless curiosity. Everything was new and exciting until that sponge gradually dried and set, creating the foundation for your adult patterns of struggle. Around age 2, you develop the concept of me, that self-awareness which tells us we're individuals separate from everything around us. From that moment, your unique brand of self-sabotage began forming. You became self-conscious and gradually lost the innocent wonder of childhood, making the extraordinary ordinary. Now you spend your adult life trying to improve that you, making it fitter, smarter, more confident, as though you're a fixed entity rather than a fluid being capable of transformation. Three invisible forces dictate nearly every decision you make. The first saboteur is your personal conclusion about yourself, that negative whisper running in your subconscious background. It's never genuinely positive, but always a criticism. I'm not smart enough. I'm a loser. I don't matter. The second saboteur is your social conclusion, your fundamental view of other people. This colors all interactions, putting you in survival mode even in ordinary situations. If you believe people will use you, you'll constantly test others against this expectation. The third saboteur is your conclusion about life itself. While you might publicly claim life is wonderful, your subconscious often holds darker views. Life is hard. Life is unfair. These three conclusions combine to form your point of experience, the place from which you engage with everything. Have you ever noticed that just when things start going well, you somehow manage to derail yourself? The self-sabotage happens precisely when you start making progress. You get inspired, fall in love, get excited about a new job. You're going to the gym regularly or saving money. Things are looking up. Then suddenly you take a day off, spend money you've set aside, question that new relationship. You begin to undo your progress because you're in unexplored territory. This happens because you can't live a new life as the same old you. Whatever new life you want requires you to be different. More patient, loving, reliable, bold, but your saboteurs pull you back to your familiar point of experience. The new you feels too uncertain and risky, so you subconsciously blow it up, undermining your progress so life can return to normal. It's like having an internal thermostat set to a specific temperature of success and happiness. When you exceed it, the system automatically kicks in to bring you back down. Your truth and the truth are not the same, even though you've designed your life around the idea that they are. If you spill coffee because someone bumps into you, you'll see yourself as the victim. But an observer might see you were distracted. The person who bumped into you might have been avoiding someone else. Each perspective contains truth, yet none captures the complete picture. We carry these partial truths as if carved in stone, building our entire lives around them. Someone who experienced childhood neglect might view all relationships through a lens of abandonment. A person praised excessively as a child might interpret any criticism as a personal attack. What you've been calling truth is merely a perspective, not the truth, but an angle from which you experience life. While you can never change what actually happened, you can change how you see and explain it, which transforms how it impacts you. Your established truths are just shiny excuses, your get-out-of-jail-free card. What if our entire understanding of time and causality is backward? We believe life moves from past through present into future, with everything happening now being caused by what happened before. We're driven along by our past. This isn't just philosophy, it's the exact mechanism of your self-sabotage. You've lived every minute as if everything you do is caused by something that already happened. But this requires keeping your past self alive. If who you've been no longer exists, there's nothing to improve, nothing to change. Instead of fixing the broken system, create a new one. Star Trek didn't predict 50 technological advances, it created them. The series was a product of imagination, visualizing a future that included far-out technologies. Those dreamt-up ideas inspired people to see if they could actually work. Major corporations do this constantly. They look to the future and make bold plans, then work backward. This is a complete reversal. Rather than being driven from the past, they're being pulled by the future. When Michelangelo created the 17-foot-high statue of David, he didn't build it piece by piece. Instead, he removed everything from that block that was not David. Similarly, this isn't about sacrificing your days for a someday accomplishment. It's about filling your current life with purpose that invigorates you. Bishop became a writer not as a goal, but because he wanted to live that life. He embraced the problems a writer would have, and suddenly, he was a writer. The future remains completely expansive and unlimited. Picture your ideal work, relationships, and home a year from now. Then consider what actions you're taking today to reveal that future. Your current life is the block of stone. The future is your David. Self-sabotage occurs when you're bored with your predictable existence, when life becomes a mundane attempt to escape your past. Forget what's behind, envision a bold future, and take action. The future isn't something that happens to you, it's something you create with every choice, every day. What masterpiece will you reveal from the stone of your life?